I wonder if anybody ever had the courage to risk all he had and end life like a victory. Was there somebody? It was Jesus. He said, "It is finished." He said, "I finished the work God gave me to do. I completed it." And not only Jesus, but the Apostle Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course." The Lord wants you to fulfill too. He wants you and me to fulfill, that we do the will of God. And when we come to the end of our journey, we can say what Jesus said, "Father, into thy hand I commit my spirit." It wasn't hard for Jesus to say that as he laid down his life, because he was fully committed anyway. He says, "I came from heaven to do my Father's will. I am committed to this one task, and it is to lay down my life that humanity might be saved." Folks, I would like to ask you, since God has something for the church in these days, are you committed? Are you committed to the cause of Christ? Are you willing to lay down your life for others, that they might be saved, that they might hear, that they might drink? Then onward, from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, we'll vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they, like a whirlwind's breath, swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Men and women of God, rise up today. Let's be renewed in our spirit. Let's get filled with the Holy Ghost. When is the last time you spoke in tongues? When is the last time you felt a mighty anointing upon you, and you danced in the Holy Spirit, and God came upon you and changed your life and did something new for you? I say it's time. I say God wants to do something precious in the church in these days. I don't believe in that business, "Oh, I wished I lived in that day or in that day or when Jesus..." I say I'm glad we're here now. God has put us here now to finish the job, complete the task. It's a glorious job. And the Lord is coming for a glorious church. Not a glorious building without, but glorious within. And so I would like to close tonight by saying, rise up, O men and women of God, and have done with lesser things. Get rid of the garbage. Get rid of the weights. Get rid of the world. It's crept into the church. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men and women of God. The church for you doth wait, her strength unequal to the task. Rise up and make her great.